Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today, folks. It's, today's Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, it feels like it's already Thursday. It feels like it's been the longest week ever.
Really? Yeah. Wow, what happened yesterday?
I don't want to get into it right now.
Okay.
Let's just say you can't take vacation for a couple more months.
Okay.
Anyway, so Megan was away for Father's Day and visiting her parents and her grandparents, I guess, are in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
And you took your boyfriend with you.
Yeah.
And your grandma... Who is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, she's something.
I've never met Megan's grandmother, but I've read her text messages.
Yeah,
they crack me up.
It's so funny because just texted me too.
Just did just now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And Megan's grandmother, you know, doesn't mince words. There's, I guess, a lot of old people do this. I don't know what age it's allowed. I've already started trying just to tell people how I really feel.
Yeah.
With mixed results.
You know? Yeah, I don't think you're there yet, so chill out with that.
But when you get to a certain age, you can just say whatever you want, and nobody is really overly offended.
Can you, though? That's my question here. Well, I don't think that should be a thing.
Well, like your grandmother,
but that's like the excuse that they would use.
The one time she sent you that picture of the lamp and said, hey, I have this lamp set aside for you if you ever decide to buy a house.
Yeah, she just texted me the same thing. If you had a house, I could make you curtains.
Right.
I'm like, okay, like... That's not going to make me buy a house.
Basically, she's saying you need to start, you know, get off your rocker and start being an adult. But tell everyone what she said to your boyfriend this weekend.
She asked him if he had a comb.
If she's he like, needed
do you,
a comb,
no,
right?
No, she said, do you own a comb? That's what she said. And like, he was like, he goes, no, this is just the new style. Like, he was like very cool about it.
Yeah.
But she was, it was rude, I thought.
You thought it was rude?
Yeah, like, leave him alone.
But if you
and
look
it wasn't
at his hair.
The first time she said that either. She said something to me about it behind his back, and then she said it to his face.
Which is better than, what did she say behind his back?
She said, does he own a comb? Same thing. I said, yes, he owns a comb. He doesn't wear gel. This is in the 1920s. Like, that's not how he styles his hair.
To be fair, though, like, he does have a very... very freewheeling
he
kind of hairstyle.
He needs a haircut right now, probably, but that's about it.
Or
that's
a comb.
The extent of it. And he doesn't put, like, product in his hair. So, yeah, it's Florida. There's humidity. I mean, I struggle with it, too. It's fine.
That's all. So what did you say to your grandma when he said that?
I didn't say anything. I just let him take it.
But. Oh, that's all. Well, that's right. See, but I mean,
she texted me again. She's already asking me what I want for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't know. And then she's like, I'll buy Cody a comb. And I was just like, oh, my God. Leave him alone.
I think we should all do that. I think right for Christmas, we're all going to get your boyfriend a comb.
He doesn't need one. He has one.
Okay. Well, you know, you have more. 833-685-9595. Do you have old people in your life who just say whatever they mean? And sometimes it's rude, but they just don't give a crap because they're old. 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station, is the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Sam Smith tickets coming up. Also, Megan's going to tell us what's up first. So let's talk about old people and how they say things that are kind of obnoxious from time to time.
Okay.
But they just don't care. That's the thing. Like, they're old. They don't care. They've lived a full life. Megan and her boyfriend were hanging out with her grandma, and Megan's grandma turned to her boyfriend and said, do you own a comb?
That's so rude.
And it's a question that we've all had about him at least once in our lives.
No.
833-685-9595. Did the old person in your life ever say something totally inappropriate that kind of made you laugh?
Good, how are you?
Hey, good, Jenna. What did the old person in your life say that was kind of awkward, but they're old, so they don't care?
Me and my family were with my grandmother at the nursing home she used to live at. We were talking to her about how she used to date a basketball player from North Carolina. And so we were sitting there and I said, Grandma, did you think he was hot? And she looked at me and she was like, I don't smoke pot. And we all laughed so hard.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's more just being hard of hearing than it is being inappropriate.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, like if she, yeah. You know, but I get, but that happens too. I mean, that happens to me. I don't hear half the things people say to me.
Yeah. But if you knew my grandma, you would have found it hilarious because she was the most proper.
Yeah.
Old school. And to hear her say pot and like know what pot was.
No, yeah.
Was one of the most hilarious things that happened in my life.
No, that's hilarious. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. We were at my mother-in-law's house once and we were watching some movie or something like that, mm-hmm. and somebody used the term and my mother-in-law goes,
wow.
I know.
Who was talking about that?
It was in the movie or something.
Oh, okay.
And my mother-in-law just looks up and goes, what's a
oh, and, my God.
And that was it. I laughed pretty much the rest of the visit.
So did anyone explain to her what it was?
No, I didn't. I volunteered. I was like, do you really want to know?
Google it.
Whatever. I'm sure somebody told her. It wasn't me, though.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I didn't think it was my place. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. Old people. They say the door next to Bill's number one heat music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. 833-685-9595. Put it in your cell phone so you don't have to worry about wondering what the number is. 833-685-9595. Megan had a run-in with her grandma, who always, like, just this morning you said she texted her, she texted you and said, if you had a house, I could make you curtains. Because she's always after you to, like, grow up and
she
buy a house.
She wants me to, like, buy a house for some reason.
You know, she wants you to be, like, a normal average adult.
Well, does she want to pay for the house? Then I suggest she shut up.
No, Megan, she wants
because
to.
That's the problem here.
She wants to make you some curtains for the house. She wants you to buy it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
833-685-9595. Do you have an old person in your life who just has no filter and says whatever the hell they want, whenever they want to say it? 833-685-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, what'd the old person in your life say?
Man, we was playing Scrabble one time at my grandmother's house, and this is another name for a turtle, apparently, that I didn't know at the time, but my brother spelled out the word cooter, and my grandmother was like, ooh, I love cooter. I love it. It is so good. And I died laughing. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, turtle. I said, do what?
So, I didn't.
Anyways, I could. I had to get that out there.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
That's amazing. I'm like crying.
I swear to God, that's no BS.
I just learned something. I didn't know cooter was a turtle.
I don't think it is.
I thought it was something totally different.
I think your grandma was trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
I love cooter too, Grandma.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Vicky from the West Side. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Vicky, what did the old person in your life say that was kind of awkward and weird?
I work in the medical field, so we have, like, a lot of older people come in the office.
Oh, yeah.
And I constantly change my hair with, like, wigs and weaves. So I throw them off constantly. So it was this older lady who, like, I pretty had a good relationship with. And she came in and she didn't recognize me. And I told her who I was. And she was like, well, how do your hair change so much? And I was like, because I wear wigs a lot. And so she kind of looked puzzled. And then she just blurted out in the office. So she's like, you're bald. You don't have any hair under there.
Oh,
and,
oh my,
like,
God.
All bust out laughing. And I felt really self-conscious after that, even though I have hair.
Yeah.
So I made a point, like, the next visit to make sure I wore my hair so she didn't think I was bald.
That's right. You gotta.
Oh, my God. People, I just, like, it's so rude. Like, you can't just say stuff like that.
I mean, you can't. There's a certain age where you just lose all care in the world.
Apparently, yeah.
I'm hoping I get there soon because people still get offended when I tell them what I think about them. 833-685-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.